Over the past few weeks, we've seen the NHL and NBA decide how they're coming back to finish their seasons, but fans have been waiting to find out how baseball was planning to start its season. This week, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred instituted a 60-game season after the league and players' union failed to come to an agreement on how to proceed. Players are expected to report for spring training, version 2.0, as early as next week. Here to talk with us about the details of baseball coming back is Zach Buchanan. He covers the D-backs for The Athletic. Zach, good morning.
Good morning.
So there has been a lot of acrimony, and I think that even might be putting it lightly, between players and owners and the commissioner's office. Once players start reporting back and they start actually throwing a ball back and forth and taking BP and everything, do you get the sense that that will be lingering, or once players are between the lines, it's really focusing on the game?
I think it will linger in the background. I mean, the backdrop to all this is that baseball's collective bargaining agreement expires after the 2021 season. And the last deal that the players struck, they're pretty unhappy with, specifically with how it affected free agency and stuff like that. So kind of the arguments over salary and reopening play in this pandemic were kind of seen as a proxy argument to all the ones they're going to have a year from now. So I think it's going to be simmering in the background. The players might file a grievance saying that the owners did not seek to play the longest season possible. And so it's all going to be going on in the background, but I'm sure everybody will still be able to focus on baseball.
So talking about the games themselves, in addition to not having fans in the stadiums, these games are actually going to look fairly different than what baseball fans are used to, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're still going to have 9 players on the field, a pitcher thrown to a catcher, all the basics, but there's going to be no spitting, no handshakes, no high fives, no butt pats. Players are not supposed to get within 6 feet of each other unless they're actually in the middle of a play. So it's going to be kind of weird alien version of baseball. I think we're all curious to see what that looks like, but it's going to be kind of impersonal, I feel like.
That's so interesting. I wouldn't have even thought of that, but butt pats are a very important part of baseball. So as the players start to get out there, what's the feeling among players? What's the feeling among some of the Diamondbacks who are starting to round up and get ready for spring training version 2?
I think that the players are excited to get back to work. They've been kind of held in limbo for months now, trying to stay ready because things shut down right as the season was about to begin. So I think everybody's excited to actually get out of the house and play some baseball. But I do think there is some apprehension about just how airtight all this new testing and baseball's health and safety precautions are. Their precautions are pretty thorough when you read through their baseball operations manual. But even baseball admits that people are going to get sick. They have a whole injured list just for people who test positive for COVID-19. And so I think there are plenty of players that wonder, you know, if this thing is going to go the full 60 games or if it's going to have to be shut down before then.
Zach, do you get the sense that the fact that MLB had to shut down spring training facilities in Florida and Arizona, and the fact that a number of major league players and coaches have, in fact, already tested positive for COVID-19, does that maybe sit in the back or maybe the front of players' minds in terms of health and safety protocols?
I think it does to a certain extent. So I would guess that a lot of these players contracted COVID-19 away from the ballpark. A lot of teams were being very careful at the ballpark when people were working out, but the players were kind of on the honor system when they were on their own time. And that's going to be the same thing going forward. So maybe this kind of scares some of these players straight to like, no, don't go to a restaurant. Don't go to bars. You need to be careful because if enough of you test positive, the whole season's going to be kaput. So it could have that effect, or it could just be a sign that, you know, once, if you're going to entrust a certain amount of young people to be careful like this, not enough of them are going to go along with that.
Okay. I'm going to ask a semi-normal baseball question here to finish this out. How is the season looking for the Diamondbacks going forward in this abbreviated version? You kind of have to get off to a good start fast, right?
You do. 60 games is an absurdly short amount of time to play a baseball season. You don't feel confident voting for your all-stars after 60 games. A lot of weird statistical stuff can happen. And so it's really anybody's game this year. I mean, in previous seasons, you could write off probably 10 teams throughout the league as having no chance of making the playoffs. I'm not sure you can do that this year. A lot of funkiness can happen.
All right, that is Zach Buchanan. He covers the Diamondbacks for The Athletic. Zach, Thanks for your time. Be well. And I guess soon we'll be able to say play ball, huh?
Yes.